And if a car gets in a ditch, you might take the tractor and go out and
pull it out.
Or in some cases, you might take a car and get behind them and
Give him a push.
Right. And if you're speaking of a suitcase, Fran, what do you call the act of walking around with your suitcase?
I carried my suitcase.
Okay. And if you're trying to get somebody to stay away from something because it's hot, you'd say don't
touch it.
And if you want someone, if you need a knife, say, you might say to your son, go
bring me a knife.
And well, this is basketball country.
Yes.
And what do you call what the boys and girls shoot for?
The goal.
And if they're playing softball, the object, if you're in the outfield, if it comes out to you, is to
catch a fly. Catch a ball.
And if you can't tell who got it, you'd say who
caught that.
And if some youngster has acted up a little bit, but he hates to be left out, and he wants you to just give him one more shot at it, he'd say
let me try again.
Yeah, or give me
another chance.
And if somebody always seems to be appreciative of his circumstances and so on, and say, every time I see her, she's in a good
mood.
Okay. Any other words for that?
She's in good humor.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, if there's something that you've decided to sell, you said, I think I'll
get rid of that.
And if letter writing is just about to an end in this country, I think. But you say I've got to write
those letters.
Because
I owe so many.
Yeah, and I haven't.
I haven't written
him
for a long time.
And if you have written a letter and put a stamp on it and so on, what is it that you do? You've got one more act.
Seal it.
And then
drop it in the mailbox.
But before you do that, you've got to put on the...
Oh, address it.
Uh-huh.
Put on the address.
Okay. Ready? And if you write somebody a letter, eventually you expect
a return,
or
another letter,
or
an answer.
And if somebody's picked up a skill, well, amateur radio, the toad, and somebody might come to see you and be curious about how you've learned this skill, and might say, who
taught you?
I'm
not much on the code myself.
Well, you learned it all right.
I had to
learn
it.
You learned it at 13, too, didn't
yeah.
you? You bet. It's a beautiful, beautiful day in spring, and there's lots of color around everywhere you look. Say, let's go out and pick
wildflowers.
And if somebody fools around in a boat and fouls the things up and accidentally runs her up on the bank, you'd say